7-8, Gonna Stay Up Late. Rebecca Franck, Book 4. Written by Willow Rose. Narrated by Rebecca Cade for Hot Ghost Productions.
Prologue. She was drunk, too drunk to walk straight, too drunk to find her way back to the tent. But she wasn't alone. The festival grounds were crowded with people staggering around, too drunk to know what they were doing. That was the way it always was, especially at this late hour on the festival's first night when people had been drinking all day, some for days in a row, living up to all the expectations of looking forward to seeing all the bands on stage and just drinking without a care in the world. Amelie loved it. It was so real, so raw, and the only time she would mingle with people that weren't from her part of the world, who weren't from her class. Here, on the festival grounds, on the soil that was magically transformed every year from plain fields to this mecca of vibrating music and people listening to it together, all boundaries were crossed. Rich were living in the same manner, in the same tents, as ordinary working-class people. Being from the high society, jet set, of the Danish population, Amelie always found it hilarious to mingle with people of lesser means, with the kind of people she never associated with during her daily life of horseback riding and golfing. The kind of people she wouldn't look at if she passed them on the street. But here, in these surroundings, all walls were torn down. There was no rich, no poor. There was just people. People dancing, people singing, people peeing in all corners, and people drinking and smoking. All were happy and talking to one another, no matter where they came from or where they were heading. While looking for her own group in the sea of tents, she came across all kinds of people who, not knowing who she was, dared to speak to her like she was an ordinary girl from an ordinary middle-class family. She found that amusing and laughed to herself, just as a guy with wide eyes and a blissful smile greeted her and told her she was gorgeous. No one would ever dare to talk to her like that had they known who she really was. No one talked to her like that in her daily life, and she enjoyed it. It was fun. But then again, she had always enjoyed playing with people. To Amelie, people were like dolls. Dolls you could play with and get to do what you'd like them to, then throw them away afterwards. She was like that with her friends, the few she allowed to get close to her. Amelie suddenly felt dizzy and staggered into a camp of people.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?